Current State on 90.5 WKAR, Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. Wednesday on our program means Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we learn about one of the cultural organizations of the capital city, the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. The council celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. And here to tell us more about their work supporting arts and culture in Lansing, Executive Director Debbie McCullough. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, thank you for having us.
And we're also joined by board member Sharon Ellis. Nice to see you, Sharon.
Thank you, Mark.
Congratulations on 50 years, first of all. That is quite a run. If you walked up to the ordinary Lansing citizen on the street and asked them how old the Arts Council of Greater Lansing was, I'm not sure what they would say, but 50, a lot of them would probably say, 20 years or 25 right. years, but you've been at this a long time. A lot of people, Debbie, I think, see the name of the organization around town, but maybe a little hazy on what you're about. Tell us a little bit about the mission of the Arts Council.
Well, our mission has been pretty stable for about the last 50 years, too, but we're here to support and strengthen and celebrate and promote arts, culture, and creativity in the Capital Region, which means all three counties, Ingham, Clinton, and Eaton.
You work a lot to help coordinate festivals and events, but you also work with individual artists.
That's correct.
What kind of challenges do individual artists in the Lansing area face?
Most of the time it's about, they don't have any shortage of having creative ideas, but what sometimes they lack is kind of the left brain portion of that work, which is the foundation by which you have a good business. So a lot of our work is about building the capacity of those artists to do from a business standpoint. And we let them, continue to think of and brainstorm all of the creative work that they're doing, but we're helping to educate, bring some education to the table, some funding of helping them put, their projects out into the Capital Region. But it's really to build the capacity of those organizations and
Sharon,
individuals.
Sharon, tell us a little bit about the roots of the Arts Council. Not that you were there at the beginning or anything. I don't mean to suggest that.
I actually was not. No, no.
For the record, let the record show.
Shortly thereafter, perhaps, but not at the actual beginning
day. Not in 1965.
No, I was otherwise occupied then. But some very forward-thinking people whom we honored just recently, a couple of weeks ago, at our founders event, which kicked off our 50th year, had an idea and called it the Metropolitan Lansing Arts Council. But of course, the name has since been changed. And they had the idea to do just exactly what Debbie said, to basically support artists and bring art and culture to the Lansing area.
So who's the godfather of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, or godmother?
Oh, my goodness. There were a group.
Just a handful of people?
It was a handful of people, and some of them, God bless them, are no longer with us, and some of them now live in Florida. But we had a couple of them. Ken Beechler was instrumental,
okay.
And, of course, he's still around and very active in the arts in the area.
WKAR alumna?
And Ted
alumni.
Sondag, who just recently passed away, and everybody knows and loves Ted. And
we've actually made contact with one of the first vice president of the organization. The president has since passed away, but the first vice president in 1965 was Phyllis Maynor. And Phyllis is still around, and we're actually, she's in Florida right now, but we are going to be working with her and doing some interviews with her probably in the next couple of weeks. And it's just interesting to hear why it became the Arts Council, what was not happening within the Lansing region, and it's a great story. But as you know, part of that story is about in 1975 the Center for the Arts became a nonprofit organization, and the two organizations actually then merged to become the Arts Council.
Okay. Placemaking, this idea of creating engaging public places or spaces, has really become a focus for communities in the last couple of years. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about what role you think art can play in those kinds of efforts here in the Greater Lansing area.
Everything. I think that arts and culture has been around since the cavemen days, and we were doing placemaking way back then, and now all of a sudden, their businesses and our municipalities have put a name to this, and we're contributing in every possible way. The festivals that happen, bringing people together in places that are important, having them look at the places and help to improve those places.
That's the day that word was born, I think the whole dynamic changed. Yeah. It's like it needed a word to describe what this process was all about. And I think it was probably searching for a word, mm-hmm. but placemaking pretty much says it.
You know, we're going to the Arts Council has refocused and done a new strategic plan this year. And we are on October 8th, actually, we are going to be producing what we're calling the Creative Placemaking Summit. Here at the Lansing Center, and we're bringing in a national speaker, Fred Kent, who is kind of the guru of placemaking around the country and internationally. So he's going to be our keynote speaker at that time.
Debbie McCullough, Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, and board member Sharon Ellis join us today. We're talking about the Arts Council of Greater Lansing here on Current State's Neighbors in Action. Sharon, how do you get people who aren't necessarily going to go to a museum to look at paintings or exhibits to engage with the arts in the first place?
Well, I think everybody enjoys some form of the arts, whether it's music, whether it's dance, and I don't mean dance necessarily produced on a stage like a ballet, but everybody enjoys some type of dance. If people watch, look at all the people who watch Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. That's the arts. Music of any kind. People listen to the radio. Classical, jazz, hip-hop, all of that is the arts. People engage with the arts every day, constantly. They may not think of it that way. We want people to think of how they engage with the arts already and understand that they are appreciating the arts. If you look at a billboard and understand that an artist created that, you look at an ad on TV that has graphics on it, an artist created that, mm-hmm. a team of artists created that. So people appreciate art in everyday life. They may just not know it. So they're already engaging with the arts. We want people to understand you don't have to walk into a museum, and we would love for you to do that if that's something that sparks your interest. But it's so important for people to understand how important art is to kids in school. There are children and high school kids who stay in school because of art and music, band, dance, theater, all those kinds of things. And sometimes parents engage in art because their children are involved at different levels.
I imagine there are challenges, though, in building an arts community in a city where the arts aren't necessarily concentrated in one particular spot. I mean, you could probably make the city for the arts. East Lansing calls itself the city for the arts. And there's a lot of there's probably a disproportionate amount of artistic activity in East Lansing, especially with the Broad here and Wharton and everything else. Talk to me about building that community, though, when you're trying to impact three counties.
Right. It's a little it's hard in that context but we have about there's hundreds of maybe there's even thousands of artists in this community that are a part of this. There's 100 arts and cultural organizations that are spread through these three counties, and that includes the theater and the dance and the visual arts and cultural organizations, museums, historical societies. That's what makes our communities unique. That's what makes them authentic. We don't want to be just another community around the corner that has the Walmarts and the Rite Aids and that's not a community that I want to live in. But when these organizations and individuals, they start to make impact, and they make impact on a smaller level in their own neighborhoods, their own communities. But when we start to see lots of that happening, we then start to affect the entire region. So, and that's what we're trying to do. I think the Arts Council is in charge of that.
What gets you guys most excited about your mission at the Arts Council, Sharon? What topic, what event, what really gets you the most worked up about about being involved in this effort?
Oh, my goodness. I've been involved in the arts in our community for so many years with the Lansing Art Gallery and now with the Arts Council and with the Wharton Center. I am a passionate person about the arts, and it's hard for me to say, but with the Arts Council particularly, I get very excited about how we encourage and help artists, all the kinds of programs that we put on to show artists how to not just create art, but help them make it a business.
It's the one-to-one thing. Mm-hmm. It's helping individual artists.
It's helping individual artists, and then also showing that we do a lot with children and get them excited about their art and show them what they can do and what they can be.
You told us about the October event with the Godfather of Placemaking, October the 8th, I think you said. Give us one more event that's related to the 50th anniversary our listeners should know about.
You know, the 50th anniversary, we're doing something for the whole year, but we're and each month we have a different activity, but I think maybe the Historical Society, we're going to partner with the Historical Society, and they are going to do an exhibit of arts and culture in the last 50 years, and we're looking at that coming out sometime in May or June. And, you know, we're going to participate in the Silver Bells Parade. As you know, the Arts Council was the founder of the Silver Bells event.
Worth reminding everybody about.
This will be our first time maybe doing the...
We're doing a float.
Oh,
we're doing a float for the very first time.
It better be good. We got to leave it at that. We've been talking about the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, which celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. Our guests have been Executive Director Debbie McCoola and Board Member Sharon Ellis. Thanks to both of you for joining us, and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Current State is always looking for more neighbors in action that we can talk about and how they're making our area a better place. Email us with your suggestions, currentstate@wkar.org.